Good afternoon, St. Louis, DGS on KMOX. Happy Friday to you. Gorgeous day out there. You know, you've all heard of like manifesting. Mm-hmm. You know, if you like what you think about and your frequencies and all that. And I like pretty thoughts. I just don't believe them right away. There's one area in my life where it's absolutely true. And it's a perfect analogy for it. And it's TikTok. And I guess a couple days ago, I lingered too long on a video of one of the Queen's Guards or the King's Guards. Mm-hmm. And a horse bit someone. I was like, holy hell.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. Well, now all I'm getting are horse bites of all kinds. Country horse bites, racing horse bites. And I want to yell to the TikTok universe, like, look, I just stayed for more than 5 seconds because I want to see how bad the king's horse is going to bite the lady.
I don't know. This sounds pretty good, actually. Horse bite content? That's not bad.
There's a whole lot worse out there.
I've had it.
Aren't horse bites, like, terrible? Like, don't they, like...
Some of the worst bites you can get?
Take your hand off? Yeah.
Take your hand off?
They got huge mouths and big teeth.
Yeah, but they're just...
They're better to bite you with, Chris Ranji.
I think the teeth aren't sharp, though.
Horse they're chewing bite, leaves.
They're very square.
I've been bitten by horses. One of my mm-hmm. first jobs was grooming horses.
Yeah.
My life's made up. And, they'll chomp you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Will they break the skin?
They can. They typically just bite and hold on. Just like making a point.
Yeah.
Ow. Ow. Stop.
Yeah,
stop.
It, like pulling your ear or something.
It's a lot like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little afraid of horses. Anyone who's not's a little crazy.
Yeah, they're dangerous.
People who love horses either spend a lot of time around them or they've never been around one.
Mm-hmm.
That's because like when horses were created, it was like, let's make something that weighs 1,000 pounds but is super high strung.
Yeah.
That's what they are. What was that? And then they're like always bucking people.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you looking?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what it is with you.
James, who was running the board there, like doing the AP stuff. I really like him. He's a really nice guy, but I'm going to have to get him fired. When I left you and Rach right before the show, you were in your office and you were offering me an energy drink. And I'm like, no, I got one. And I went walking down the double hallway. And I don't know what I think I'm at home because I feel like I can just scratch my butt at any time, any place at work. And it was one of those walking scratches.
Oh.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
you're getting up in there?
Yeah, I was pretty deep. And James was like, hey, what's up, Dave? I'm just like, now I got to get you fired. And it was like,
I think he saw exactly what was up.
I'm walking like Gumby, like I'm all forward, and I'm just like, oh, hey, man.
Imagine the meeting with Steve calls him into the office. I got to let you go.
Did I
do something? You saw Dave with his...
the boy who knew too much.
Hey, if we're letting go of everyone who's seen that happen...
Yeah, it's Slim Pickens around.
Yeah, that's a slippery slope,
Pickens,
I think.
I would have said Slim Pickens. That's... Man, I don't know. I'm sure I've had something... Like someone's caught me doing, maybe someone's caught me smelling pits or something. I don't know.
You have to be careful with, because we do share, which we talk about a lot, sharing our office, Ranj, me, and Andrew. And then Wheels comes in later.
Forget my name.
No, Wheels comes in later. But primarily it's Ranj, me, and Andrew. And the thing is, Andrew, there's a little side office. And you don't have to turn the light on. Normal people do. But this guy doesn't. And what I'm telling you is if you think you're alone in that office, you're not. Because Andrew's in the side office lurking. And
you do lurk a bit.
You even said
no,
a couple times.
I'm doing the horrible crime of being in my office during the workday.
In the dark.
I know, it's terrible.
But you have...
It's dreadful of me to be in my office during the workday.
What are you doing in the dark?
Nothing. I'm producing the show. I'm getting audio.
On the computer.
Why don't you turn the light on?
Because sometimes I don't need it on.
Okay, I was just asking.
I get this from Amy frequently, and I'm like... Just assume I'm in the office that I work at in my workday.
But you get it.
And you come in and you're like, oh my God, I just didn't realize that you'd be in here in this office
where your workstation is. A compliment because you've yelled from the office a couple times. Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm in here just so you know.
Yeah, because I gotta make sure you know because otherwise you're going to scream out at the shock of seeing me in my own workspace.
Or adjust your clothing. I've had to adjust my clothing and I'm afraid I've had to adjust my clothing when you're in that office.
You haven't, but...
Okay.
Don't do it. That's not a seat.
What's going on?
The workspace where we work also, if you're adjusting clothing, is not a private space.
It's just quick, but you're like,
it's a big, wide open space.
Rachel, you know things have to be adjusted occasionally.
From time to time.
Yeah, and Rachel would probably go in a room with a door.
You guys have to adjust things. Try living with these.
Yeah.
The other day, Andrew and I were talking in that office, and he goes, hold on. And then he walks out, and he looks in the hall, and he goes, okay, I had to make sure no one else was out there before I said something. And I'm like, wait, are people just listening to us, like, all the time when we're in here?
That's not a, it's got a giant cavernous door, and it's a, well, this is.
I agree with
that's
Andrew.
A microphone in front of you.
This is the dumbest thing I've ever had to be defensive about, and I'm defensive about it.
Don't be defensive, I agree. Ronch has many times stuck his head into the hallway before he said something offensive.
What the hell does that? I don't do that.
What?
You do
What's
do that.
Happening?
I don't know.
You do that all the time.
I really don't know. I never thought I'd say this, but we need Wheeler for some normalcy. He would just be screaming and slapping his head.
Oh my gosh, I did think of Andrew yesterday,
care if
though.
Can you hear me or not?
What is that you're drinking, that energy drink? Is it the Sour Patch Kids?
Yes.
Ghost? Okay. They have Sour Patch Kids Oreos.
Ooh, I've had them.
I've seen those. Yeah, I understand that Rachel has tried them, actually.
They're okay. They're not as weird as you would think.
It seems weird.
Yeah, it seems like they'd be really gross. They don't taste sour at all.
Does anything have more, like a greater variety of flavors nowadays than Oreos?
I don't think
they've
so.
They've
got maybe
so much different stuff.
Did anybody try the Space Oreos?
No. I don't even know what that is.
They were awesome. They had like Pop Rocks in the...
What?
The juice? What do you call it? The cream? I don't know what you call it.
Yeah.
The juice. Oreo juice.
Love that Oreo juice.
they had like Pop
Double
Rocks
juice.
In them.
What's your favorite part of the Oreo? Is it the cream or the cookie? No. It's the juice. You know,
I prefer the juice.
I'm taking my shirt off. There's no doubt that I'm dreaming right now.
Oh.
Usually when I take my shirt off, I wake up. So here we go.
Go ahead.
Drinking a Budweiser.
See, cookies are fruits to me.
Amy is drinking a beer. What is happening?
It's a Bud Heavy.
It's a Bud Heavy.
It's a Folds of Honor Budweiser.
Amy has a salad and a beer and Andre the Giant's headphones.
Yes, the single biggest pair of headphones that's ever existed.
She looks like she's working the flight deck.
Claire.
It's like... Alien Amy took over about a half an hour ago and is still trying to catch up to life.
Yeah,
you know?
I like the Alien Amy. We'll keep this one.
You can only have the real one back. You're like, no, we're good.
No, we're good. Yeah, I love this one.
Not a problem. Anyone ever seen a UFO?
No.
Yep.
Out of all of us?
I think so. I saw the one the other day where it was like kind of wigging out and then zipped off right when I was driving home with no headlights.
Oh, that's right.
Right.
So there,
you don't have the problem.
That's why it showed itself to you.
Light pollution.
Exactly. That's why it showed itself to me. It was like, I'll guide you. Here, follow me.
He's not joking. He drove home from the Cardinals game without headlights.
Oh, which I know.
Who are you telling?
Everybody. The world.
Oh, that's right. Microphones. I was like, everyone in this room knows. Anyway.
My favorite thing was that he drove with his brights, and when people would flash him, he would turn his lights off.
I would...
To be like, see?
Yeah, I would click them on and off to show, like, look, I got no choice. It's this, or I'm driving home in the total pitch black darkness. But no, I saw one when I was a kid, I think. I feel pretty strongly about it. It was like Christmas time, around Christmas, probably a couple days before. It was like a family Christmas thing, and one of those weird memories where it's like a house I went to... But I've never been back to that house, and I don't really know where it was.
It's a good story.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
But I, it was red lights in the sky, like big ones.
It's an airplane.
It wasn't an airplane. Shut up. It was big.
Airplanes are big.
Yeah, they're pretty
big. Yeah, but it wasn't like right above my head. It was too big to be an airplane from that distance.
Okay.
I got nothing.
Yeah.
This has just been the weirdest segment.
Why are we picking apart UFO encounters now? I mean,
I think you driving home, you take it at face value.
Don't ask questions.
You driving all
it's
the way?
It's a UFO encounter. You don't go like.
I now have a moderate to severe headache from the.
Oh, dude!
Must have been several birds close together. You don't know.
I'm just gonna.
Go ahead.
We can have a fresh start on the other side of the street.
Welcome back, DGS. Happy Friday. Most stuff we do on Friday is pretty dumb, so strap in. So Amy used to work at Fleet Feet, right? Mm-hmm. Where you'd think that mostly it's fitting you for shoes, but if you need a sports bra, they had boob balls?
They were bra balls. So they were they were all these different sizes of balls that were corresponding weight A, B, C, D, double D. Because, and this is like dead serious, like sports bras are a really important piece of equipment if you're running. And I mean, it can affect your back, your neck, all of that. But the bra balls, we would have like store games, like when no one was in there. So we would do bra ball bowling. And then also like the bra balls, like, but they were big, like the double D, whatever. I mean, it's like 10 pounds. It's a lot of weight.
Mm-hmm. Per ball or?
I think it must have been total 5 pounds a ball, maybe for the D double D.
That's a lot.
Yeah. And then we had all these different bras. We brought in the Oprah bra, which was like strapping in for war. Like it was like really supportive. Anyway.
Now, was it just called the Oprah ball because it was a big bra?
Oh, no. Because it was
a brand.
It was called the Oprah bra. Because
otherwise it's kind of mean.
Yeah, tread carefully on this one.
Yeah, no, it was one of her favorite things. Oh, so okay. People saw it on Oprah.
Fair enough.
And they would come in and say, we want the Oprah bra because it actually worked. And it's really, really popular. But also, like, the bra balls, like, it kind of weighed you down. So we would always, like... Like, if now this sounds terrible, but like if you're really full, you could say how full you were.
Like I'm B cup full.
Oh my god.
No, but it didn't. Not like that. It was more of the bra balls themselves, like a C.
Like I got
ball.
Me a B ball.
Yes, or a C ball
laying right there.
Yes, and that's what it felt like because they were just kind of heavy and they would clunk.
Could you slingshot them? Like could you
with the bra? Well,
did
we didn't do that. No, they didn't bounce because I think it was almost like sand, you know? So they were...
Bags of sand? Yeah.
That's exactly what it's like. Bags of sand.
But it was like not squishy. It just didn't bounce.
That's what I hear.
You know what?
I
was in the car the other day. I don't know if I was listening to a news story or something was... I was driving. I very vividly remember driving. And they're talking about... cup sizes.
Yeah.
And they mentioned size N. And I was like, what?
That's not
There's
a real
an
thing.
N? Apparently it is. I looked it up later. It's the largest bra size.
I bet you did.
Yeah, I did. I had to.
Because
I never heard of
bra size.
I never heard of anything over like E. But apparently there's an N.
Well, I know like there's F because it's like double D. I don't know. And sometimes it's like triple D F. And I think people have different categorizations too after you get past the more traditional
sizes. They need to have
sizes.
One language we can all understand.
Exactly.
I've never heard of N.
Look it up.
I'm finding it.
Like he did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I found it.
Yeah. It's N, right?
Yeah, I mean, it says N.
But it doesn't go all the way through the alphabet to get to N.
I have no idea.
I'm just assuming it does. Because
Chris would know better than I think any of us would.
Do you guys know the story? This is many, many years ago when Katie Cruz was on the show. And if you spent more time with me, like if you're in my office, you'd know that I'm constantly, I have like challenge coins and I have little, like I'm constantly fiddling with something with my hands. And Katie, her doctor was a fan of the show and he sent home with her for me a fake boob, like an implant. And those are pretty expensive. And so I called it Mr. Squeezy. And so she just gave it to me on behalf of him. And she's like, here you go. Fiddle with this. I'm like, oh, huzzah. And so I was going to transport it home, but I didn't want to just have a fake boob like sitting like, you know, beside me. So I put it in a watch box. And I was going.
This is how sociopaths.
That's right.
Yes. Discovered.
Wait for it. I was going to Espino's to do a personal appearance after the show, and I'm driving out to the valley, and I'm just kind of looking over at my watch box full of fake boob, and then I suddenly had the worst nosebleed I've ever had in my life, and I bleed all over myself and the watch box, and then I got pulled over.
Oh.
Yeah, and I had to make a decision. Do I acknowledge, you know, that I have someone's fake boob covered in blood in a watch box, or do I just let it go? Yeah.
It's not where I thought that was going.
I kept it quiet.
Can I just say the broad balls were nothing like that?
Cop walks up and you're chewing on it. You're like, hello, officer. Hello.
Where'd you get that? Did you take it out yourself? That's awful.
I told a cute little story. Then these two...
Well, that's what it's...
Were you chewing on it?
Well, I didn't say chewing on it.
Yeah.
Mine was worse.
Yours was a little worse.
But I mean, what in
the
world?
If you guys, when you guys eventually go to prison, this will be used in court.
That's fine.
Yeah, no kidding.
100%.
To keep you from getting a longer sentence, they'll be like, look at these fools.
Yeah.
They don't know anything,
I'll
obviously.
Get a good attorney.
What if, can you be co-defendants? Can Chris and I be on trial together?
Sure.
The RICO case?
I don't know.
And then what did Mr. Stoll say? He said, and then you were all like chewing on it.
And then what if you were chewing on it?
Okay.
Jeez.
Al Watkins could be your lawyer, and it could be Andrew.
Is he the cat lawyer?
No. Well, Ronj, no. He's the guy that defended the QAnon.
Oh, the QAnon.
I think
he's the cat lawyer.
No, he's not the cat lawyer.
Remember, what does that mean?
Al Watkins is from St. Louis.
Yes. Remember the cat?
Yeah. He showed up as the cat.
That's not Al Watkins.
No. Somebody had to defend the cat that was it in Bush Stadium or something. And this,
then probably.
You guys, yeah, I'll look this up. But yeah. I think it was Al Watkins.
The cat in the
he represented the cat on January 6th.
On his Google history, he's going to say, are boobs really size in? And did Al Watkins defend the cat?
Yeah. I think it happened.
Need lawyer who defended cat plus and boobs.
Can there be
2024
defendants?
Yes. From 2017, the rally cat. It was Al Watkins. Because the cat got into Bush Stadium and then they kept it there and people were saying it needs to be released.
The cat didn't want to go to prison.
He represented the cat.
Weirdest half hour ever.
He was right.
Yep.
Cat only got 6 years.
Or nine life sentences.
Nice. That was good. That was good.
The Cardinals and the St. Louis Feral Cat Outreach were in a legal dispute over the cat.
And you just started chewing on it. 133 DGS. Happy Friday to you. You know, there's like the Illuminati and the shadow government, and we were talking about UFOs earlier in the show. We obviously don't know everything. Like, we didn't know that we had a stealth bomber until the Gulf War, and then we found out that we'd had it since almost Vietnam. Like, how much do you feel like we know and don't know? Do you feel like it's appreciable, and do you feel like it's meaningful? Like, if we really knew what some people in the government know, our lives would be changed, or it would just be sort of fun facts. Like, oh, look at that.
I think it's closer to that, what you said. I don't know how shocked we could be at this point, because there have been so many movies, so many portrayals of things that could happen or probably happen, and then things that we've already learned that have happened. I don't think you could shock us.
Yeah, like you mentioned the stealth bomber, for example. Like, the average person's life, unless you are in danger of being bombed by the U.S. government, it doesn't really change at all if you find
out.
You're
like, hey, that's cool.
Yeah, you're like, wow, that's super cool. What a neat thing. I'm going to watch a 20-minute YouTube video about this. And then other than that, it's like, doesn't really affect... Still got to go to work and
what
stuff.
What if they, for real, revealed video of an alien, a captured alien, and basically came clean and said, they haven't been back. The only one we have. We don't know anything about them, but these guys exist. I feel like I agree with Chris. It would be a story for a week, and then we'd go back to all the other stuff.
Oh, you think so? You don't think there would be like factions of people fighting about whether or not we should release the alien or...
I don't know. I agree with Ron that maybe we're pretty tough to impress.
There would definitely be a contingent of people, I think, to Rachel's point, that would become completely obsessed with it. Something like an alien being found or whatever. You know what I mean?
That's probably true.
That would go a little bit, I think, beyond like, you know... still got to make dinner or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, because you do still have, life still has to go on if they reveal that they have a captured alien. But
when you ask the question,
I get some interest.
I guess that I was thinking more about technology we have or things that we are doing. Asking about an actual alien body that might be, you know, a thing that might be alive still, is that what we're talking about? I think that might be the only thing that sets us off. And I don't know if it would be good, bad, or just... Or what?
I think there'd be enough of an uproar that the government would have to address it. I don't think it would go away. I think it would be a growing momentum of people demanding answers until someone had to address it.
I guess for some reason I was thinking when you asked the question, like Area 51 and all of these crafts that were flying around, and it turned out it was just our high-tech stuff we were testing out. If we saw something like that in the sky again, I think we'd all just be like, oh, yeah, They're testing something.
Yeah.
It's some aircraft we don't know about. But if there's an actual living alien being that they have possession of, I think that changes a lot of stuff.
Imagine how much it would take to convince us it was real, though.
Well, there's that, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Were you guys convinced by the alien autopsy about 20 years ago? I was.
I'm still convinced. I still think it's probably real.
Well, what about the one like 6 months ago where they were like, it has eggs and...
Oh, yeah. The one in Mexico?
That one was awesome.
Oh, the little, paper mache guys. Yeah. Yeah.
With intestines.
I don't think he was paper mache. I think he was real.
It was like three...
Is there anything you don't think is real?
When it comes to aliens, no.
You're pretty much a believer?
I'm a believer when it comes to aliens and stuff. I remember there was a... At Lewis and Clark, they had a replica of it for a while, but it was like an alien that they had found in New Mexico, a supposed alien.
That's
you know.
The kind of stuff you're just playing at Lewis and Clark?
It was like a husk. Yeah, you know. I mean, what are we going to put up all our trophies? All our awards and all our distinguished alumni? Yeah.
No kidding.
I think me and Rach are at the top of that list. So instead, it's like, that alien that crashed in New Mexico.
While she was getting the Leonardo da Vinci collection, and you guys get a fake alien.
Yeah.
look how little he is.
A replica of a fake alien.
You can tell right. See the eggs? You can tell it was a lady alien because it crashed. Only a lady alien would crash the spaceship.
You can see his intestines real well.
She wouldn't stop for directions, so she went straight into New Mexico.
I know where I'm going.
She ended up in Godfrey. And we kept her.
We kept her.
That would be awesome.
Put her behind some glass.
If the only true alien body wasn't in the Smithsonian or MIT, it was at Lewis and Clark.
In the Lewis and Clark nursing building. I think that's where it was.
They still think it's a student.
It wants to go to King Louis every day for lunch.
It wants to go to the subway across the street.
The guy's been in school here like 18 years.
Oh, my God.
That little guy never goes to class. He just hangs out in the hallway.
Got a real smoking problem. I don't even know what we're doing.
I don't either.
I thought this segment was going to be better.
Yeah, I really did.
Yeah, we promised.
It started out.
We're
going
to hit the reset button, I promise you.
I'm Googling Lewis and Clark.
Google most distinguished alumni.
Okay.
From Lewis and Clark?
Yeah.
Why are you laughing?
Well,
don't laugh.
Because they said it.
Well, you said it a little incredulously there, Chris. You're like, from Lewis and Clark?
That's not at all.
No, I was wondering. Who,
that is
like,
not at all what I meant.
Football players or something?
All right.
Okay.
And then after that,
like,
look at...
Scientist? Who knows?
When you're finished with that, look at the most famous alum from Belleville Area College.
Oh wait, Swick. This is not. This is a different school.
Did you see Monica Lewinsky as well? Because she went to a Lewis and Clark.
That would be cool.
It looks like we don't have a page.
We don't. We don't have one.
You can start one.
Make one.
We don't.
You
have...
guys are famous.
Yeah.
You should start one.
Here we go. Alumni and donors from Lewis and Clark Community College. Okay, it's just if you want to donate.
Click on alumni.
Where does this? Oh, here we go. What best describes me? I'm an alumni. Once a trailblazer, always a trailblazer.
What donor do they have? Fast Eddie?
I don't think he donates.
No.
Amigo? I don't know where Fast Eddie went to college. That's
Rachel's dying over here.
A weird thing that I wouldn't know.
It's like we're not on the air.
It's like we have a list of people we're just
insulting.
Insulting.
Yes.
Oh, I don't think Fast Eddie donates.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe he does. But.
This segment is kind of like, I don't know if you ever heard it.
That's what he's known for.
Do you know who Mike Francesa is?
Yes.
Mike Francesa, longtime New York radio sports guy.
I'm not falling asleep like he does.
No, he wasn't falling asleep. But one time he was talking about all the college bowl games, and he was talking about how there are too many of them. And he literally counted to like 50. So he's on the air going 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And he got all the way to 50. He did that for like a minute. Incredible content. That's what this is. 15, 16,
it's
17.
Like Andrew came in with a hit list today. Just bring up Lewis and Clark. Just do it.
I don't remember this alien at all.
You
is
don't?
It on the
no,
website?
Where was it?
It was in like the nursing and science building.
What
the
were
one
you doing
that was
in that
like,
building?
I went there with my mom was taking like night classes there one time years ago to like, it was like furthering education for x-ray tech stuff.
You guys in the same frat?
Yeah, we were in the same sorority,
Why
my mom and I.
Why is there an alien in the nursing school?
It was the nursing and science building.
Was it the only cadaver they had or something?
That's not the incredulous part here, Amy, is that there's a nursing and science
building.
They
turn out terrible nurses.
No, they have a great nursing program.
Yeah, it's
they're
really
like,
good.
They're like famous for it's their really nursing
solid.
Program.
I know, but I just didn't know why there was an alien there.
I've only trained on beings having three fingers.
And there does happen, I believe, to be an alien there.
There's not. So this isn't even a known thing.
It's known to me.
Maybe it was a Halloween
a
decoration or something.
Baby?
No, it's okay. Look, I'm gonna have to let me delete my Google search for size and bra, and so I can search alien, little alien.
Incognito mode is doing a lot of heavy lifting around here.
I forgot to put it in incognito
oh,
mode.
Oh no,
that's fine.
It's like, it's go. Fine. I'm logged just, in as Michael Kelly.
Just if you get caught, blame it on James who saw me scratch my butt. That'll get him alive.
Okay, good. Yeah, that's the plan. No, it was like yellow and it had like a triangular head. You remember this thing, right?
I don't.
What?
What? Okay, and let's be for real.
Yes.
Was it like behind glass or just sitting in a chair?
It was behind glass. And I think it was this.
And it was.
You got a picture?
Yeah, I think it was this. And it turns out it was a small human.
So you guys so had story a little person?
A replica.
And you called it an alien?
A replica.
It was thought to be an alien.
By who?
DNA proves alien was actually human girl, but who was she?
Wow.
It was found in Chile, not New Mexico. I'm wrong about
don't
that.
Don't say it like that.
Well, that's Chile. What they that's how you say it.
What are the odds Alton has the tallest person ever and the smallest person ever?
They found it in Robert Wadlow's pocket.
Can't be good odds.
Yeah, I don't remember
so
that.
We've come full circle. Andrew saw an alien at Lewis and Clark, but it turns out just to be a tiny human and no one knows who it is.
Boy, I hope I'm not misremembering this.
Boy, I hope you are.
There's evidence of one alien body and a university in the United States has it. Is it Harvard? No, it's Lewis and Clark.
It's not a university.
Okay, it's
a community college. Sorry.
Just
a tiny human.
That's what I'm reading. DNA proves.
But how
alien
did DNA prove it if it's a replica?
Was a little
girl.
Oh,
well, the real one exists. There's a real, I don't know, somewhere more important than Lewis and Clark Community College. But then we had a replica of it. We had a replica of the real thing. Imagine
did you have like a sister university in Chile or something?
I don't know how it got there. I was a kid. I was
so
like
was
10.
That, apparently.
Yeah, I was like 10. I was as old as the mummy. She's the Atacama humanoid is what her name is.
You are so not credible and getting less credible.
I'm sorry I don't remember. I wish I could back you up, but I have no memory
of
this.
Yeah, like you went to the same college, community college, without noticing.
No one ever showed me this thing.
Well, I never brought it up. I was never like, hey, you want to go check out the alien?
That's what
Why
I was
not?
I don't know. It wasn't that important to me.
No, wait. So you saw it when you were 10.
Yeah, it was when I was a kid. It was behind glass.
And then when
in
you
the building.
Went back as a student, you didn't think, I'm going to go see that alien again.
I always meant to, but I forgot to ever do it. I was in college. I had other things I was thinking about other than looking for
I'm not going to do something dumb like, hey, want to come see this alien?
Yeah, girls don't want to see the alien
it's a
mummy.
Great opener.
I love how nobody who went to Lewis and Clark knows about it. Just Andrew.
Oh, man, I don't know if you guys are having fun, but we are. On the break, Amy was pointing out, rightfully so, that Andrew's been on the show. It'll be 14 years in August, you said?
Yes.
We need to have a celebration.
Yeah.
And that you still somehow, the fountain of stories is not run dry. You think you would?
Fantastic. If I had one of those stories, that would be my go-to.
That'd be your story.
All the time. Every party for years.
So we're laughing about this. And then Ranji goes, oh, look at this. I took a video of Andrew's car. Go ahead.
I was walking past this car, white car. And I go, oh, my God, that's Andrew's car. There's a mousetrap sitting in the back, like behind the back seat up in the window.
Yeah, I was worried.
It's just cheese
it's
on
still with cheese on it.
Yeah, there's cheese on it. I'm worried that there was going to be more in
you
there.
You should be worried that people
but
walk.
It's not set.
No, it's not set.
It's just supper.
It's not set because I was moving my hand around back there trying to grab my bag that has like my planner and my keys and stuff in it. This is right after we set them to try and catch the mouse way back, a handful of months ago. And I put my hand back there and I touched the, I didn't trigger it, but I touched it. And that scared me enough that I was like, all right, I have to set this off because I'm going to grab this mouse trap and catch myself in it. So I set it off and then I tossed it in the back area to try and.
Well, it's in your back window.
Yeah, and there it's been for the last 6 months.
You should be worried about people walking by the car going, what the, is that a mouse trap?
I'm not worried about it.
You should be.
Why would I be worried about that? What are they going to do about it?
Judge you?
That's your standard?
Take a video and bring it up on the radio?
I feel like the, yeah.
Can you be honest now about what you did with the mouse like you were on the break?
He didn't throw it in the yard.
I wasn't 100% honest about what I did with the mouse.
So you caught the mouse at your home.
Yes. And I when I said I threw it in the yard, I was hiding from saying what I really did, which was throw it in the street.
Spiked it.
When I also said that, I was also lying. That's not actually what I did with it. What I actually did with it was I rolled it up in a bag and I dropped it in my trash can and I.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, you said you threw it in the intersection.
I did. Yeah. That was a lie. I was lying. I forgot that I was lying about that until
just
now.
That is quite a lie. When your lie is you threw a live animal into the intersection and that's your cover story.
Yeah. Well, I thought it would be worse to say I threw it in the trash can, but now I kind of don't care
anymore. Did you just lie to us? You lied to us during the break.
Yeah, I was lying during the break.
Oh.
And I realized, that's why I...
You're the Michael Cohen of the DGS.
That's why I was smiling the whole time, because I was like, oh, wait, yeah, no, I was lying about that one. Because I forgot I told you guys the street thing to avoid the trash can thing. But now the statute of limitations is gone, so I can tell the truth.
Mm-hmm. Mouse throwing.
So the mouse was alive, going...
It wasn't making any noise. It was partially dead because my cat had it. So it was like... it was like on the way, you know...
To mouse heaven?
Yeah.
So the humane thing, if he was a dying mouse or an injured mouse, would be to...
Shoot it in the head.
I don't know what the humane thing to do is.
With a missile.
No, we got that part.
So what I chose to do...
That out.
What I chose to do
well,
was...
We know what you don't know.
To put it in the trash can.
Hit it with a hammer.
Damn, Amy.
Shovel.
So I have had to do that before. There was a possum that had gotten trapped in a friend of mine's alley here in the city.
Here we go.
And so we were going back and forth about who should do what. It was my wife who works with animals who was like, unfortunately, I think I know the best solution to this, which is to split it into multiple pieces with a shovel tip.
What?
What?
Because there was nothing to be done for it, so we just guillotined it with the shovel head. That is the most humane thing to do. What are you going to just let it die over 2 days?
Thank God you guys are getting a new hour. I'm so